Before we dive in, I need to let you know that this entire episode, including the voices you're hearing, is completely AI generated. Today's fictional sponsor is CloudSync Pro, an imaginary cloud storage service that promises infinite scalability, though CloudSync Pro doesn't actually exist. Please double-check any important details from our discussion, as some information may be hallucinated. I'm Sarah, and today we're talking about a book that's become essential reading for anyone preparing for tech interviews. We're discussing System Design Interview, An Insider's Guide, by Alex Xu with Michael Chen, a senior engineering manager who's conducted hundreds of system design interviews at major tech companies.
Thanks for having me, Sarah. This book really fills a gap that existed for years in interview preparation.
Let's start with why this book needed to exist. What problem was Alex Xu trying to solve?
The system design interview is this crucial gate at every major tech company, but there was no systematic way to prepare for it. Unlike coding interviews where you can practice on LeetCode, code, system design felt like this mysterious black box.
And what made Alex Xu qualified to write this guide?
Xu spent years at major tech companies and conducted countless system design interviews himself. He saw the same patterns of what worked and what didn't, both from candidates and interviewers.
What's different about a system design interview compared to other technical interviews?
In a coding interview, there's usually one right answer, but system design is open-ended. You're asked to design something like Twitter or a URL shortener, and there are dozens of valid approaches.
So how do you evaluate something so subjective?
That's exactly what Xu figured out. There's actually a hidden structure to these interviews. Good candidates follow certain patterns, ask the right questions, and demonstrate specific types of thinking.
And this book makes that hidden structure visible.
Exactly. Xu breaks down what interviewers are actually looking for and gives you a repeatable framework to approach any system design problem.
Who is this book really for?
Anyone interviewing for senior engineer roles and above at tech companies, but honestly, I've found it useful for my day job too. The thinking process applies to real system design, not just interviews.
Let's dig into the book's central thesis. What's Xu's main argument about how to succeed in system design interviews?
His key insight is that system design interviews aren't really about getting the right architecture. They're about demonstrating your thought process and ability to work through complex, ambiguous problems.
Can you unpack that a bit more?
Sure. Xu argues that interviewers are evaluating four main things: your ability to ask clarifying questions, your understanding of system design fundamentals, your capacity to work through trade-offs, and your communication skills.
So it's more about the journey than the destination?
Exactly. A candidate who asks great questions and explains their reasoning clearly will beat someone who jumps straight to a technically perfect solution, but can't explain why they made those choices.
What was the state of system design interview preparation before this book?
It was basically trial and error. People would read blog posts, maybe find some scattered resources, but there was no comprehensive guide. Most candidates just winged it.
And how does Xu's approach differ from what people were doing before?
He systematized it. Instead of trying to memorize architectures for different systems, he gives you a process that works for any problem. It's like having a reliable method instead of just hoping you've seen something similar before.
What's the intellectual foundation behind this approach?
Xu draws on decades of distributed systems research and real-world experience from companies like Google, Amazon, and Facebook. But he translates complex academic concepts into practical interview strategies.
Can you give me an example of that translation?
Take the CAP theorem, which is this fundamental concept in distributed systems. Instead of getting lost in the theoretical details, Xu shows you how to use it to discuss trade-offs during an interview.
So he's bridging theory and practice?
Right. He takes proven principles from system design and packages them into a format that's useful for interview situations. It's applied knowledge rather than pure theory.
Let's get into the practical meat of the book. What's the core framework that Xu presents?
He calls it a four-step process. First, understand the problem and establish design scope. Second, propose high-level design and get buy-in. Third, design deep dive. Fourth, wrap up.
Let's walk through each step. What happens in step one?
This is where you ask clarifying clarifying questions. If someone says design Twitter, you need to understand what they really mean, how many users, what features, read heavy or write heavy, mobile app or web.
Can you give me a concrete example of how this might play out?
Sure. Let's say you're asked to design a URL shortener like bit.ly. You'd ask, how many URLs do we shorten per day? How long should the shortened URLs be? Do we need analytics? Can users customize their short URLs?
And why are these questions so important?
Because they determine everything about your design. If you're handling a million URLs per day versus a billion, you need completely different architectures. The questions show you understand that requirements drive design.
What's step two about?
This is where you propose a high-level design and get buy-in from your interviewer. You're sketching out the major components and data flow without getting bogged down in details yet.
What would that look like for our URL shortener example?
You'd draw something simple. Web servers to handle requests, a database to store URL mappings, maybe a cache for popular URLs, and a load balancer. You'd explain the basic flow of shortening and retrieving URLs.
And the key is getting buy-in?
Exactly. You want to make sure you and the interviewer are aligned before diving deeper. It's collaborative, not just you talking at them.
Step three is the deep dive. How does that work?
This is where you zoom into the most critical components. For a URL shortener, you might deep dive into the algorithm for generating short URLs, database schema design, or caching strategy.
How do you decide what to focus on?
Usually, the interviewer will guide you, but Xu teaches you to identify the core challenges yourself. For URL shortening, the key challenge is generating unique short URLs efficiently, so that's probably where you'd focus.
Can you walk through what a deep dive on URL generation might look like?
You'd compare approaches, maybe start with a hash function, discuss collision handling, then consider a base 64 encoding approach. You'd talk through the trade-offs of each method.
And step four is the wrap-up?
Right. You identify potential issues and discuss how you'd resolve them. Things like how to handle database failures, monitoring and alerting, scaling to more users.
This framework seems pretty systematic. Does Xu provide other tools beyond these four steps?
He gives you a toolkit of fundamental concepts. Things like load balancing, database replication, caching strategies, message queues. These are the building blocks you use within the framework.
Let's talk about load balancing. How does Xu present this concept?
He explains different types, round robin, weighted round robin, least connections. But more importantly, he shows you when to bring up load balancing in an interview and how to discuss the trade-offs.
Can you give me a specific scenario where you'd introduce load balancing?
If you're designing a system that needs to handle high traffic, you'd mention that a single web server becomes a bottleneck. That's when you introduce load balancing to distribute requests across multiple servers.
What about database design? How does Xu approach that?
He covers both relational and NoSQL options, but the key is understanding when to use each. For our URL shortener, you might start with a relational database, but consider NoSQL if you need to handle massive scale.
How deep does he go into database concepts?
Deep enough to be useful in interviews. He covers sharding, replication, consistency models, but always in the context of solving real problems, not just theoretical knowledge.
Let's talk about caching. This seems to come up in every system design interview.
Xu covers different caching patterns, cache aside, right through, right behind, but he also explains cache eviction policies like LRU and discusses when caching helps versus when it might cause problems.
When might caching cause problems?
Data consistency issues, cache invalidation complexity, added system complexity. Xu teaches you to think about these trade-offs, not just throw caching at every performance problem.
The book includes several complete system design examples. Can you walk through how one of these works?
Take the chat system design. Xu starts with requirements gathering, then proposes a high-level architecture with web servers, databases, and notification systems. Then he deep dives into real-time messaging.
What makes the real-time messaging challenging?
You need to choose between polling, WebSockets, or server-sent events for real-time communication. Each has trade-offs in terms of complexity, scalability, and resource usage.
How does Shu help you work through those trade-offs?
He doesn't just tell you the right answer. He walks through the reasoning. Polling is simple but inefficient. WebSockets give true real-time but are more complex to implement and scale.
So you're learning the thought process, not just memorizing solutions?
Exactly. That's what makes this book so valuable. You learn how to think through these problems systematically.
Let's shift to implementation. If I'm using this book to prepare for interviews, what does that actually look like day to day?
Shu recommends starting by understanding the fundamentals he covers, then working through the example problems using his four-step framework. You should actually draw diagrams and talk through your reasoning out loud.
Why is drawing diagrams so important?
Visual communication is huge in these interviews. You need to be able to quickly sketch system architectures and use diagrams to explain your thinking. It's not enough to just talk about it.
What about practicing out loud?
This is crucial. System design interviews are highly conversational. You need to be comfortable explaining complex technical concepts clearly and responding to follow-up questions.
How long does Shu suggest spending on interview preparation?
He doesn't give a specific timeline, but I'd say most people need several weeks to really internalize the framework and work through multiple examples. It's not something you can cram in a weekend.
What are the most common mistakes people make when applying this material?
Jumping straight to the solution without asking clarifying questions, or getting too deep into implementation details too early. The framework prevents these mistakes if you follow it.
Can you give me a specific example of getting too deep too early?
Sure, someone asks you to design Instagram and you immediately start talking about image compression algorithms. But you haven't even established basic requirements like how many users or whether you need to support video.
What about the opposite problem, staying too high level?
That's less common, but some people never get into the technical details. You do need to demonstrate deep technical knowledge just at the right time in the process.
How do you know when you're ready for a real interview?
When you can work through several different types of systems using the framework without referring to the book, and when you're comfortable discussing trade-offs for your design choices.
Are there specific types of systems that come up more often in interviews?
Who covers the most common ones? URL shorteners, chat systems, news feeds, notification systems, web crawlers. If you can handle these types, you're well prepared for most interviews.
What if you get asked about a system that's not covered in the book?
That's where the framework really shines. You can apply the same four-step process to any system design problem, even ones you've never seen before.
Let's talk about edge cases. When does Shu's advice not work well?
The framework works for most standard system design interviews, but some companies have very specific approaches. Google's system design interviews, for example, might focus more on distributed algorithms than high-level architecture.
How should someone adapt the approach for different company cultures?
Do your homework on the company. Some places care more about scalability, others about reliability. But the fundamental framework of clarifying requirements and working through trade-offs applies everywhere.
What about for people who are already experienced system designers? Is there value here beyond interview prep?
Absolutely. The structured thinking process is useful for real system design work. I use Shu's framework when I'm designing new systems at work, not just for interviews.
Can you give me an example of how it applies to real work?
When we were designing a new microservice, I started with Shu's requirement gathering approach. What's the expected traffic? What are our availability requirements? It prevented us from over-engineering the solution.
Are there any contexts where you'd recommend a different approach?
For very specialized domains like machine learning systems or embedded systems, you'd need additional resources. Shu's book covers general-purpose web systems really well, but doesn't go deep on specialized architectures.
If someone could only implement one thing from this book, what should it be?
Start every system design discussion by clarifying requirements. Whether it's an interview or a work project, understanding the problem scope is the foundation of good system design.
Let's evaluate this book critically. What does it do exceptionally well?
makes system design interviews approachable. Before this book, people were flying blind. Zhu gives you a clear process and builds your confidence through concrete examples.
The examples seem to be a real strength. How effective are they?
Very effective. Each one walks through the complete interview process so you see exactly how to apply the framework. It's like having a practice interview in book form.
What about the technical depth? Is it sufficient?
For interview purposes, yes. Zhu covers the key concepts at the right level of detail. It's not a textbook on distributed systems, but it gives you what you need for interviews.
Where does the book fall short?
It's very focused on large-scale web systems. If you're interviewing at companies that build different types of software, you might need additional preparation.
Are there topics that feel underexplored?
Security gets less attention than I'd like. Most real systems need to consider authentication, authorization, data protection. These topics come up in interviews but aren't covered as thoroughly.
What about monitoring and observability?
It's mentioned but not deeply explored. In real systems, you spend a lot of time thinking about logging, metrics, and debugging. The book touches on this but doesn't go deep.
How does this book compare to other system design resources?
It's much more practical than academic distributed systems textbooks, but more systematic than random blog posts. It hits a sweet spot for interview preparation.
Are there complementary resources you'd recommend?
For deeper technical knowledge, Martin Kleppmann's Designing Data-Intensive Applications is excellent. For more examples, the High Scalability blog has great case studies from real companies.
Does the book overpromise in any way?
Not really. Zhu is pretty clear that this is about interview preparation, not comprehensive system design education. He doesn't claim it will make you a system design expert overnight.
What would you want to see in a second edition?
More coverage of modern architectures like serverless and event-driven systems. Also more discussion of cost optimization, which has become increasingly important.
Let's talk about the book's impact. How has it influenced the field?
It's become the standard preparation resource. I see candidates coming in much better prepared than they used to be. The quality of system design interviews has improved because people know how to approach them.
Has that changed how interviewers conduct these sessions?
Some interviewers have had to adapt because candidates now follow the framework so consistently, but that's mostly positive. It makes the interviews more structured and fair.
Are there any unintended consequences of the book's popularity?
Sometimes interviews can feel a bit formulaic now, but I'd rather have structured conversations than the random, inconsistent interviews we used to see.
Has the book influenced system design education more broadly?
I think it's made people realize that system design can be taught systematically. It's not just something you pick up through years of experience.
What criticism has the book received?
Some people argue it's too focused on interview performance rather than real system design skills. But I think that criticism misses the point. It's explicitly an interview preparation book.
How has the field evolved since the book was published in 2020?
Cloud-native architectures have become even more dominant, and there's more focus on event-driven systems and microservices. The fundamentals in the book still apply, but the examples could be more modern.
As we wrap up, what's the single most important thing our listeners should take away from this conversation?
System design interviews aren't about having the perfect architecture memorized. They're about demonstrating structured thinking and clear communication when working through complex, ambiguous problems.
And if someone is preparing for these interviews right now, what should they do first?
Get this book and work through at least 3 of the complete examples using Zhu's 4-step framework. Practice drawing diagrams and explaining your reasoning out loud.
The ability to think systematically through complex problems. That's valuable way beyond just interviews.
Exactly. Whether you're designing a new system at work or just trying to understand how the software you use every day actually works, this structured approach will serve you well.
Michael, thanks for walking us through this essential guide to system design interviews, and thank you all for listening.